welcome to another edition of the Film Review Podcast, part of the Multimedia Men Podcast. Go look up the Multimedia Men Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radios. Please subscribe, I'm Brian Kluger, boomstickcomics.com. You've been there before. The next film is theatrically Marvel-less film that just came out. Of course, I'm talking about Black Panther. Yes, folks, let's get right into it. Let's get down. Going into this 18th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you'd hope you wouldn't see the same thing over and over that we've been watching since Iron Man debuted a decade ago. As the years have passed on by, watching a Marvel movie became something tedious. Even though most of the films are fun and enjoyable, don't get me wrong, Marvel has done a great job with each and every film they've put out, but moving into their 18th film, it seems like we've seen almost everything, and every action scene is something recycled from the previous movie. Whether it be superheroes jumping from car to car during car chases, or aliens coming out of the sky and destroying the planet, it's all there. We've seen it all many times. Luckily for all of us Marvel fans, Black Panther breathes new and creative life into a somewhat stale film series in the best way possible. Filmmaker Ryan Coogler, who gave us the fantastic films of Fruitvale Station and Creed, both of which starred Michael B. Jordan, it was the perfect choice to bring Ryan Coogler to direct this character for the big screen, as his attention to detail and storytelling, character development, and shooting action sequences is fresh and might be better than any previous Marvel film. I'm gonna dare say it, my favorite Marvel movie to date. If you're unfamiliar with the whole story around Black Panther, Coogler gives you a short refresher course at the start of the film, showing you that Black Panther, or his real name T'Challa, played by Chadwick Boseman, comes from a place called Wakanda, which is located in Africa but is hidden from the rest of the world. It is the most technologically advanced society on Earth, even more so than anything Tony Stark has thought up. Their society survives and is capable by a certain flower that produces something called vibranium. This flower, it's basically like a certain metal that has crashed down, an alien craft that's crashed down to this mountain and produced this vibranium, and they have these flowers that produce this stuff, and yeah, we'll get to that. But this vibranium allows for big science advancements, including Black Panther's super suit. As we saw in Captain America Civil War, T'Challa's father, the King of Wakanda, was killed in a terrorist explosion, which leaves T'Challa the rightful heir to the throne. All seems right in the world, but it doesn't last long, as someone has stolen some vibranium in which to make weapons and sell across the globe. That's where Killmonger comes in, who is played expertly by Michael B. Jordan. This Killmonger villain might be the best villain in the entirety of the Marvel Universe, because he is so layered and is actually right for believing his ways. You actually side with him during the film due to the circumstances that is told out in such a tragic way. He's one of those villains that you truly connect with on many levels and might agree with his reasoning. I did. On the other hand, we get to witness T'Challa's struggle with his family skeletons. All this sets the stage for a couple of excellent action sequences, which are never over the top but feel realistic and brutal all at the same time. It's what we've needed in the Marvel Universe for a long time now. At certain points, you might feel like you're watching a 007 James Bond film, as Boseman calmly walks through each scene and is shown by his little sister, the perfect Latino Wright, all of the new gadgets and weapons he will use on his mission. Then the movie cuts to an upscale casino scene where T'Challa and a few other Wakandans are undercover trying to execute their mission, which just screams the best of 2007, the best of 007. This is also where Coogler shoots the action sequence with the one-shot setup, which is perfect. Boseman as Black Panther is quite good, classy, and has that quiet yet strong mood as Bond had in his films without the cheesy one-liners. Surrounding Boseman is a great supporting cast, all of which get their time to shine and reveal true emotions and character development, all of which are distinguishable and original. There hasn't been anything quite this good in the Marvel Universe until now. Black Panther is the ultimate superhero film, and I cannot wait to see it again. Yes, folks, go see Black Panther. This is Brian Kluger with the Film Review Podcast on the Multimedia Men Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Be back soon.